Good morning. God is good all the time. Really and truly, God is a good God. Amen. This morning, I just want to encourage us to how we can go on with God. Because as Christians, God wants us to move on with Him, not to be stagnant, but we need to be active, going about God's business. And it's a great privilege, and it's an honor this morning, where I can encourage you to move on with God. I have a clip that I need to show to you, and I want to introduce that first to you, and then we'll move forward with the message. Go on, Daniel. And this clip is all about being prepared, being ready. That's preparation. Expecting a baby. Job search. Interview at a new job. Preparation time. Going on holiday. All of these things is life events. And when we're planning for a baby, we're planning for a holiday, a job interview, all these things takes preparation. Being prepared. Being ready for this interview. Being ready for this baby. Being ready for this holiday. And if we're not prepared, there can be consequences, such as disappointment, rejection, turning up at the airport and being turned back because you don't have your passport, you don't have the adequate document or the right document to able to go through custom or immigration. So it's all about being prepared in advance, being ready for the journey. A baby coming, you're not prepared, don't have baby clothes, baby will not have any clothes, baby will suffer from hypothermia, you know, you will be embarrassed. But these are life events, and we can go on, and we can look at different things, you know, where we can prepare ourselves and be ready for those events. But this morning, those are just the physical sign. You know, that's just a bit, a taste of being ready and being prepared for these things. But we have more important things to be ready and to be prepared for. In each clip of life events, the key elements here is preparation and readiness. Let's consider the time, effort, and commitment. At times it means constantly looking at a checklist. You know, we have all these things in place. Making sure you got the appropriate documents, etc. Just think for a second, what would be the consequences if one is not prepared for such events? And my topic this morning is be wise and not foolish. Be prepared and ready, for in such an hour the Son of Man will come. Being prepared, being ready, for in such an hour the Son of Man will come. Let's think about that. And the scripture reading, if you have your Bible, the scripture reading taken from Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 to 13. And the heading of that particular verse, it says the parable of the 10 virgins. 5 were foolish and 5 were wise. And this is how it read. He said, a story about 10 young women. The kingdom of heaven is like what happened one night when 10 young women took their oil lamps and went out to a wedding to meet the groom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps but no extra oil. The ones who were wise took along extra oil for their lamps. The groom was late arriving. The young women became drowsy and fell asleep. Then in the middle of the night, someone shouted, "Here's the groom, come to meet him." When the women got up and started getting their lamps ready, the foolish one said to the others, "Let us have some of your oil. Our lamps are going out." Those who were wise answered, "There is not enough oil for all of us. Go and buy some for yourselves." While the foolish ones were on their way to get some oil, the groom arrived. The 5 who were ready went into the wedding, and the door were closed. Later, the other returned and shouted, Sir, open the door for us." But the groom replied, "I don't even know you." So, my disciples, always be ready. You don't know the day or the time when all this will happen. So, my disciples, always be ready. You don't know the day or the time when all this will happen. Well, my brothers and sisters, do you know what happened if you're not ready, if you're not prepared for such an event? As a Christian, we need to always be prepared in our Christian walk. We always need to be ready. We have an appointment to meet in life. All of us have an appointment, an important appointment, right? And that appointment, we cannot escape it. We cannot run from it. It's an appointment that each and every one of us have to meet one day or the other. But my question to you and to me and to everyone, are we prepared? Are we ready? Because whether we like it or not, we have an appointment to meet. And it's an appointment which none of us like, but we can't do anything about it. The scripture said, it's not appointed unto man once to die, and after that is the judgment of God. That's an appointment. That is the appointment. And we have to be prepared, because we don't know the time. We don't know the hour. Christ coming back. We don't know the time. We don't know the hour. But we don't know If we would be alive, that time when he would return. But our appointment might come a bit early. Because the Bible says, the days of our years are 70 and 10. And if there be strength, there will be 80 years, and it will be soon taken. So it's a bonus if you live over 70 and 10. Right? But, I know, and we know, this new year, 2015, a lot of people start this January. But from the 1st to today, the 11th, a lot of people, sadly, they didn't make it. Young people, teenager, old people, middle-aged people, there's no age limit. Think about it. But my question, are they ready? Are they prepared? I don't know. But we're here today. And my question to each and every one of us here today, are we prepared? Are we ready? And Hebrews 9:27 says, as just as it is appointed for all men once to die, and after that, the certain judgment. So, be prepared. Don't tell yourself that you have all the time to do this. We're here for a purpose. And we need to be able to fulfill that purpose, that God-given purpose. Don't waste it, because we don't have time. Time will run out. Time waits on nobody. And we need to be prepared, because Jesus is coming. He's coming back. He promised that. And he will come back. You know, I heard people say, oh, my grandfather, my great-great-grandfather, all these people, they heard about Christ coming back. You know, and sadly, these people live their life carelessly. And sadly, some of them die carelessly, but not realize or recognizing that they will face a God that is alive. As one person said to me, I rather die, live and die knowing that there's a God, than to die and wake up and then to realize, or then to know that there is a God. It would be a terrible thing, a sad thing. The parable of the 10 virgins state that all believers must constantly look at their own spiritual condition in light of Christ's coming at an unknown and an unexpected time. In light of all we walk and talk before our friends, colleagues, and neighbors, it is stated in the Bible that his coming is unexpected. As believers, we should be encouraged to persevere in prayer and devote ourselves to the things of God in spiritual matters. Be vigilant, be watchful of what is going on around us. According to 1 Peter 5 and verse 8. Say, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. What does it mean to be sober and vigilant? One, to be sober means not be intoxicated, not be under the influence of drugs or alcohol, but be in your right frame of mind, thinking and doing what is right. We should always be eager to do what's right and what pleases the Lord. That should be our aim. Be vigilant means to be watchful. Be vigilant means to be watchful and alert of the people, the things that the devil will use to distract us or entice us or deter us from the truth or the things that would please God. The devil, he have a plan. And his plan is to deter us, to distract us from being prepared. And a lot of people today being distracted, being unprepared, because the devil is crafty, he's subtle, he's a deceiver. And I always say this, the devil will never come and see that I'm the devil. And the devil use people like me and you because we allow him to use us. And use people like me and you to distract believers. And distract us, use the media, and use so many things to distract us. And we as Christians sometimes, we live our lives carelessly. We're not using that checklist. We need to check our lives each and every day whether our lives is up to scratch or up to standard with God. We have a lifestyle to live to please God, not to please man, but to please God. Our life's supposed to be prepared and be ready for when God come. God coming back for a people that are ready and that are prepared. It is necessary to persevere in faith so that when the day and the hour arrive of the Lord's return, we will be received with great joy and jubilation. We should not be distracted by the present situation of this world or with its running. For instance, the injustice, the hypocrisy, the greed, the unfaithfulness, and all the things that the world have to offer. We should not lose heart because of such thing and give up on God, thinking that he has forgotten us. God is faithful. According to Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19, says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the very end." We have a job to do, is to go out there and to help others, to be prepared and to be ready. And God promised that he's going to be with us, even to the very end. So it's not just that we being Christian and coming here, sit down, doing nothing. But we need to be prepared, and we need to also prepare others. Teaching them to observe the things of God, to do the things of God, to live the life that God requires each and every one of us to live. And God called us for a purpose. And this we call us, so he commanded us to go out there and, you know, to preach to people, teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you, even unto the very end. You're not on your own. God hasn't forgotten you. God said, "I will be with you always, even to the very end." He give you that assurance. He give each and every one of us that assurance as Christian. And that is one thing we could rely on, because God's word is true. God is faithful to his word. And he's faithful to you and me. There's one thing, God cannot be unfaithful. Even when we be unfaithful, God is faithful. And he will always remain faithful. Failure to be in a personal relationship with the Lord at his return means being excluded from his presence and his kingdom. In other words, it means you will not be invited, not be accepted, but rejected and disappointed like the foolish virgins. What differentiates the foolish from the wise is, one, the failure of the foolish to recognize that the returning Lord will come at an unexpected time. They were all prepared, but the foolish virgin were not sufficiently prepared. According to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 5, you know, it's like people, they come to church day after day, year after year, but they're not rooted, they're not grounded. They just come to church for whatever reason. Some people come to church for different reasons, but really and truly, they don't have a firm relationship with God. Anything come, they go with it. Any doctrine come, they go with it. They follow it. Or they want to hear things that will suit their lifestyle. And that is why 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 5 says, they have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. For such turn away. It is like going to church Sunday after Sunday and not being committed to God. Not really giving your life wholly over to God, that God can use you. Some people want God, but they don't want to do what God commands them to do. They want to have a foot here and a foot there. It's like part in the church and part out in the world. But it can't work. You're either here or you're either there. You can't serve God and the things of the world at the same time. You're either serving God or you're serving the world. And the world cannot please God. The wise virgin were prepared. They made provision. How they were prepared? They had spare oil and extra jars. However, the foolish did the contrary. In like manner, when the Lord returns, one cannot say, I will repent or I will clean up my act. Today is the day to do so. Be prepared today. Not tomorrow. Not next week. We need to be prepared now, because this is the hour. This is the time. Because we don't know what happened behind that door. We can step out there, and we don't know what will happen next. The next minute, the next second, the next hour, we don't know what will happen. The next day, we don't know what will happen. The Bible said today is the day of salvation. So be prepared today. Because God can call each and every one of us today. He could call us home. Our appointment can come today to meet with the Lord. So we need to be prepared. And we need to be ready. So when He calls us, it's not a bad thing. I know if He called me today, I know I'm going to meet my Lord. And I'm happy to do so. Are you being prepared? Are you ready? If the Lord calls you. That's an appointment we cannot run from. We cannot dodge it at all. We have to face it. We don't like it. But it's an appointment that we have to face one day or the other. And we will face it. It's like later the other virgins returned and shouted, Sir, open the door for us. But the groom replied, I don't even know you. If the Lord called you today, what would your answer be to Him, or what would His answer be to you today? Would He say, Welcome into my kingdom, and enjoy all what I have for you? Or would he say, like he said to the foolish virgin, I don't even know you? Just think about that. So sometimes in life, we need to stop. Just pause for a moment and take a check of our lives or walk with God and see if our life is right with Him. We need to do so. See the things that we do, the things that we say, the place that we go, the things we involve in. We need to stop and think. Is this what God wants? Is this pleasing God? Is this right? And how can we know that? We need to study the Word. Because God's Word is there to guide us how we should live our lives, how we should be prepared, and how we should be ready. Christ set an example, and He leave an example for us to follow. The apostles, they also leave an example how we should live our lives. Not as unwise, as Ephesians said, but as wise. Not as foolish, but wise people. We need to be wise. If we fail to recognize that He appears at an unexpected time and we are not ready, this parable of the foolish virgin will apply to us. Running out of oil and the door being closed and sadly not being allowed to be with Jesus on that day, how sad would it be to hear the Master say, I don't even know you. Let's be like Paul in 2 Timothy 4, 7 to 8. He said, I have fought the fight. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day. And not only me, but also to all who long for His appearing. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now, there is in store for me and you the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and you. And not only to me, but also to all who long for His appearing. He will appear. He will come. But when? I don't know. You don't know. That leaves us. We need to be prepared. We need to be ready. What the I represent for us today? True faith, according to Hebrews 11:6, and without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to God, he must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who honestly seek Him. We need to seek God with all our heart. And we need to do it every day. Righteousness. What does righteousness mean for us as Christian? It means goodness, virtue, honesty, decency, purity, doing what the Word of God asks us to do, living the way God intends us to live. Not by the world standard, but by the example that Christ left for us. These are the things that we need to do to be prepared. Be honest with each other, in the community, in our workplace. Live decent lifestyle, lifestyle that will reflect Christ. Things that will please God, not to please man, because you will never able to please man. But doing things that will please God, things that will glorify God, things that will lift up God and give God the glory. These are the things that we need to be doing as Christians. The abiding presence of the Holy Spirit, spending time with God, inviting Him in everything we do, meditating on His Word, devoting our time, talent, and our every being to God. All these are things to be prepared. Give God a due to God. Give God what God deserves. Do the things. These are things that we need to be involved in as Christians. This is how we should live our lives, and that's what the aisle represent. Christ indicates that a large portion of the church will be unprepared at the time of His return. According to Matthew chapter 22 and verse 14 says, "For many are invited, but few are chosen." Many are invited. And why is that? Many people are invited, but few are chosen. That's a grim picture. But, brothers and sisters, today, out of that many that will be invited, I would like, and it's my heart desire, that you be chosen. I would be chosen. I want you to be chosen. I want you to be there. And that's really show me, as the scripture come to me in Matthew, where it says, "Wide is the road that lead to destruction, and many will go there. But narrow is the road that lead to life eternal, but only few." But today, let us be that few. I can see a lot of empty seat here. There's a few of us today. And I'm preaching to you and to me. Let us be that few that would enter there. Let us don't be like the foolish ones, being unprepared. And on that time when Christ come, when He returned, because He promised that He will come back, and He coming back for people that are ready. Let us make sure that our calling and our election is sure with Christ. That our standing, our life is right with God. I won't keep you any longer. In summary, I'll ask this question. Which virgin are you today? Are you the wise or the foolish virgin? Are you willing to live for Jesus by living a life of faith, righteousness, and abiding in the presence of the Holy Spirit? I want to admonish you today, be wise and not foolish, be prepared and ready, for in such an hour the Son of Man will come. Don't you know in Ephesians 5 and verse 5 it says, "For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a person is an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of God." God don't want us to live impure life, immoral life, greedy or being a covetous person? Or do you want to live a life, want us to live a life of righteousness and of purity and of good standard? That's what God wants us to be. As Christian, we need to live a life that will please God. And sometimes people get caught up in doing wrong things and thinking that it's right to suit their lifestyle. And, you know, it is sweet doing the wrong things. But the Bible says in Proverbs 14:12, there is a way that seemeth right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. Make sure your ways are right. Make sure your ways pleases God. Not me, not Dave, but make sure whatever you're doing, make sure it's in right standing with God and it pleases God. Not to dishonor God, but make sure whatever we do, our life reflect Christ, and that will bring honor and glory to Him. St. John's 14:13 says, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." So God, I leave you with this promise. God see coming back for each and every one of us. But make sure you're ready. Make sure you're prepared. Jesus loves you. He loves me. And He loves everybody here. But my encouragement to you today is be prepared. Be ready. For in such an hour, the Son of Man will come. And I'll leave it there. God bless you. Thanks for listening.